Hey.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Truth Be Told with Zoe and
India.
All right, so I think we should start with a couple shout outs. Sorry, guys, also, I lost my voice. I know this is, like, bad timing.
It's kind of like if you've seen Friends, this is a Phoebe moment.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to start singing Smelly Cat, so.
I sound sexy, you know? All right, so first, I'm going to give a couple shout-outs to my amazing friends. First, Sadie McLean, all the way out in Bowdoin College. and then... Also to Samantha Spooner and Grania Noonan and Isabel Flynn. You guys, yeah, great supporters. And India's family.
Oh, yeah. They didn't tune in last time. Or my parents did.
Yes, they did.
Tasha, if you're hearing me, thank you for being one of the three. One of the three.
Okay.
We have a little guest with us tonight.
Yeah, come on over.
Oh, come on over.
Can you pull a chair up?
I can, like, finagle something, I think.
We have Miss Zoe Gordon in the house tonight for a little bit, to share with us her little bit.
My little bit?
Your little bit.
Yeah, I can try and work some things out, I think.
Do you want to introduce yourself a little?
Yeah, what should I say? Well, my name's Zoe also, so that's awkward. I'm 19. It's my birthday yesterday.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Hey, yo, nasty 19.
I don't know. Like, what else do I say? What did y'all say to introduce yourself? I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah. So, that's her.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of questions and comments about my voice from my so-called friends.
The ones you just shouted out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beef.
That's
all I got was...
That is a vibe. And a half.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
I just woke up and it was like this. So.
You just woke up like this?
I woke up like this. Sexy as. We can't curse on this, guys, so.
I know. Takes away from the bit, but.
Yeah, seriously. We'll get fined 10 grand, so. Sacrifices we had to make.
I know. Lafayette College doing us dirty already.
For real.
Not doing me dirty, I mean. Thank you, Father, for paying for my tuition.
Ditto. Ditto.
Next question.
Irrelevant.
So, tonight we've got a couple topics.
We have a couple topics that we're gonna go through, you know.
Yeah.
As you know, we jump from bit to bit. They don't correlate to one another, you know, at all.
None.
But it just makes sense in the end. It flows
and it goes.
Yeah. Yes. So we brought Zoe on today because we wanted to discuss her type. And if you guys don't know what a type is, like, you know, who you want to be romantically involved with, like, if you have some sort of past history and there are, like, some patterns that... You know, they all just contribute to your type. So we wanted to really pinpoint some parts of Zoe Gordon's first. Because somehow it just always comes up in conversation.
Mm. No, it doesn't.
And it's not a coincidence anymore. So.
I'm a little violated. YOLO.
It goes with the show.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I understand. Like, every day is a fight for my life, including on this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Truth be told. Tell your truth. Tell your truth.
Okay.
Preach, sister.
So I'm gonna pull up the list that Zoe has previously provided me.
Do you want to just
spew? Well, should I do it? Let's do a bullet point, and you can respond to it, okay?
We can all respond.
Like,
she doesn't...
You'll give an explanation, and then India and I will tell you that you're wrong.
We will bio.
Okay. What I like in a guy. Taller than me. double digits of 5 or 6 feet. Lols. Dot, 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 lols. This one is flexible depending on the guy.
It's true. I once liked a guy who was, like, I'm 5'5", by the way. I once liked a guy who was, like, 5'7", and so, like, sometimes I felt like I was looking down at him, but I liked him so much I didn't even care.
Amen.
Go you.
TBH, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, I'm a humanitarian.
You know? You just go along.
TBH.
You're just so accepting.
All right. Right? What do we think about that?
I have so much love in my heart.
You do.
So much. Too much.
You know, I just think that, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, basic, but every time I ask someone what their type is, height comes to play.
Yeah, because I feel like it's normal for a girl to, like, want that, like, I'm 5'4". Yeah. I'm 5'4". And not any shorter.
A knee.
But it's like, everyone's like, oh, I want the 6'2", I want the 6'4". Like, it's not...
7 foot.
Not, like, bashing on people. Oh, and then in Zoe Meyer's case, no! She wants to... So.
No, speak your truth.
Truth is... Go on.
Yeah, welcome to college. It's like...
Go on.
Nothing like you've seen before. Anyways, so... Yeah, so I feel like it's normal, like, for you to...
Yeah.
Want the...
Height.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, next one. Funny. Dot, dot, dot. I like a little jokester.
I do.
Mm. Who doesn't?
I like to laugh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Are they funny or are they abusive?
They're funny.
Or are they abusive?
They're funny.
So, just to sidetrack really quick, sorry. There's a thing in our little friend group where you don't really know what to say. You don't not say anything, you just gulp really loudly, and it's...
But the thing is, none of us know how to do it, except for Zoe.
I can low-key do it.
I can do it.
I just don't do it in the right moments.
If I got a lot of spit in there.
Yeah.
Right, like right now.
You got a lot
of mucus in there right now. The gulp had a voice
hick. Confess.
She's talking to you, I think.
They can't see her.
My little bit is, like, sometimes when the mood feels right, I like to point to somebody in the room, but the gag is, like, there's nobody there. Like, I point to an empty space in the room, and I'm like, why would you say that? Or, like, she's talking to you. I just did that, but, like, no one can see, so now I have to explain myself.
You know, and that's actually, I recommend that, because it gives me a little giggle every time you do
that. Right?
Thank you. It's a good response, again.
Thank you.
I, like, gulp at just the worst moments. Like, it'll be like, oh, I just got a good grade. Somehow the gulp just manages to find its way. No.
No. No.
Cool. My truth will not be told tonight.
Do not tell.
My truth will be bashed.
That should not be told.
Unpreach, sister.
A lot of that.
Oh, a lot of... Speaking of my truth that shouldn't be told, Zoe Meyer decided to make a list of the things that she's not surprised by what I say. So,
or do. Number one.
Or
on the
do.
List.
Like, no.
Let's see.
Yesterday, I said I enjoyed orange juice with pulp.
Extra pulpy.
Extra pulpy.
I said I like. I didn't say that. I said I like pulpy orange juice, and all of a sudden,
guys,
it's just like,
oh. Response is, text me if this is normal. That was good. Yeah, there's some other ones that we've got.
Okay, sorry, keep going.
Okay, back to Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe, this is the time to disconnect from the world.
For real.
And
my Instacart order.
Oh my god. Zoe. The struggles of college. Instacart.
We are so much more important.
I'm listening.
We are giving you a special segment.
I'm literally
on this
listening.
Show.
I'm really excited.
Loki, I like guys who are medium ugly.
Medium ugly.
Yeah. Or pretty boys, no in between.
It is true.
So, like, cute ugly.
No, like, boys, no. Like, kind of, I guess, like, kind of cute, kind of ugly. Or boys who are pretty. But a lot of people, like, disagree, like, with what my, like, what constitutes as pretty for me. Like, people have told me I have weird taste, like, in physical feature. Physically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool story. I don't know,
but, like, love is love.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything about that, but,
attraction is attraction. Sorry. Worse?
Anyway, so, okay.
Next one.
Actually, side note.
Oh.
Matthew Diaz.
Oh.
Just said that pulpy orange juice is not normal, so.
We're
gonna have a conversation later.
We're gonna have a conversation.
Sorry, Matt. But speak your truth. Tell your truth. Truth be told for you. All right. Back to Zoe. Creativity, so like music or the arts. I get that.
Music and the arts. I feel like it's low-key a stage in life. You go, like, in middle and high school, you're, like, athlete. Or I feel like maybe it's just us. Are we just everyone? No, like, I feel like as you get older, you start to see past, like, the athletic. Am I just, like, bambling? But, like, you know what
I mean? No, speak your truth.
Oh, no. I'm still in the athletic phase, though.
Yeah.
Like, I like athletes, though. Like, I do, actually. This is just, like, the ones I typically tend
to. Well, I feel like I used to associate more with being an athlete. Like, I used to identify as that.
Yeah, soccer girl.
For real.
Yeah. And then it's, like, I'm not anymore. So I can't really, like.
So you're saying I can't be attracted to athletic guys because I'm not.
Oh, no.
Athletic.
No, Zoe's just a horse girl. That's just a different breed. So.
Okay.
The horse girls go for horse guys? Or the horse?
The friends that are listening are horse girls, except for Sadie. You a real one. She's a rugby player, so. And.
Are all your friends horse people? The horse people? It's like Narnia.
No. Attracted to. They're not attractive to athletic guys.
Cool.
Isabel's attracted to girls, so you're just doing the stereotype here.
I'm sorry.
We support you, Isabel. Sometimes.
We do.
India, are you saying you don't?
No. Hold up.
Okay.
Hold up. This is not what you...
Okay. Yeah. No, but I think with this type, like, athletes, this, for me... My type is either, like, athletes that can just really, like, throw me around.
Hey, yo!
Oh! Sorry, Zoe, coming for you.
No, no, please.
Do it.
This is gonna be our whole show.
I know, for real.
It's not truth be told, it's just...
Gulps.
Oh, I'm not recording.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we have the recording on here.
Okay. Yeah, or I like guys that are, like, around 100 pounds. Like, no in between. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's...
I don't know why.
Like, it's fine. Like, be who you are.
Because I think with the skinny guys, they make me feel better about myself. Because I know they're not going to the gym.
Yeah. So then you don't have to go to
the gym. So then I don't have to go to the gym. You know?
Yes.
But, like, the athlete, and I think the athlete... thing was instilled in me from a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray.
You know that scene?
Yeah, in the rain?
That was literally, like, everything I always wanted in life.
So that's what I want. I just want to run onto the field in the rain.
Oh.
And him to
You kiss. Are the main character.
Well, we already knew that.
Oh. That's true.
Hasn't happened.
Horse girls are all main characters.
Like, why? Pulpy orange juice?
Please.
Yeah.
Poppy orange juice.
Please.
Cool. Next thing on the list. I feel attacked.
Okay. Men who are mean.
Let's get into this.
LOL.
Okay.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to say.
Okay. Like, I feel like that's a sign of immaturity. You know what I mean? Like, when you like...
Oh, my God.
I mean, am I wrong?
Yes.
No.
No.
You, like, no. When you keep... Or...
You know why?
I don't even know. It's just
remember as
you seek their validation.
Child, yes.
Okay, yeah.
And a little child, and they're like, if they're mean to you, then that means they like you. Grow up. Get off the playground.
And stop with this Instacart.
Yeah, for real. Put your phone down.
I'm on 1%, so like it's like Shorty's gonna kill me. And like my wings will never be delivered. And then what?
Halloween's a sensitive topic.
Exactly.
It is almost Thursday. And
it is Thursday.
And just like last week, it is still a sensitive topic because we have no idea what we're going to do. But moving on. Back to the whole I like mean guys.
Okay, let me explain.
Sign of immaturity.
Can I explain myself maybe?
Okay.
So, I think, like, not every single guy that I've liked has been mean. Like, obviously. Because that would be torture.
My friends agree with the immature thing.
Thank you, Isabel.
Like, we don't even know each other. Like, Samantha. Why are they clearing me? Like, Samantha.
Hey, I'm Matt.
Samantha, like, have some compassion, please. I'm in therapy, by the way. So, at least we're working through this a little bit, maybe.
Therapy. We are all for therapy.
I support your therapist because she says that it's okay. Oh. Because another one of your thing is that you think that she thinks that she can change them. That she's okay.
No.
Yes.
The savior.
I'm telling you. She.
It's because I want to be a psychiatrist.
She used to like Slenderman because she thinks she could change him. I'm not lying.
It wasn't Slenderman. It was Jeff the Killer.
I'm so sorry. That doesn't make it better. But,
because, okay.
She's like, but it
Let
does.
Me tell you the story of that. Basically, it was like, do you guys know the urban legend Jeff the Killer? If not, it's an urban legend. Like, it was really scary. Or like a creepypasta, whatever. I was really scared of it, but I was like, he's just a boy. And I was like, because he would come in your room and kill you in the night. But I was like, no, like, I'm just going to talk to him and like, he'll know me and like, he won't kill me because I can fix him.
Cool.
I was fighting for my life. Like, I thought he would kill me if I didn't fix him.
Okay, and now she thinks, like, Joe from You is hot because she could fix him.
No, okay. Gossip Girl tainted him.
Like, his peak. Well, not his peak, but he's been sexy since Gossip Girl.
No, horrible. Yeah. Hate him.
Leave Penn Badgley alone.
I hate him. He's ugly.
He's hot AF.
He was rude to my, like, JoJo, and he ran into my friend JoJo.
He was nice to Satya and them.
Okay, well, so maybe JoJo ran into them, ran into him, and there was just an awkward photo. There was an awkward gap between them. He didn't want to take a photo. Tainted. Can I see the list?
Yeah.
I have words to say. How's the Instacart?
I'm stuck. Like,
anyone want to bring a charger to Hog Hall? Hog?
For
Hog?
Real. Hog. It's Hog. Like, actually, I would really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Boys who worship the entire ground I walk on, but also hate me. Okay. Period. Oh my god, I thought it said boys who are good at flossing.
Low-key, though.
Low-key, add that.
Low-key, though.
No, I was just talking about it because I was just flossing.
I know, and I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you, except but I'm bleeding.
I know, and it gets better.
It does get better. You have to hit your rock bottom before you can go up.
A guy that has good dental hygiene, it's all it takes for me.
My first boyfriend, like, didn't brush his teeth.
No.
Oh.
Or people said that.
Okay.
No.
And it was just kind of type B because he had braces.
Oh.
So.
India Barack.
And I'm the problem.
Oh.
And I'm the problem. At least every boy I've ever been into has had good teeth. Or clean teeth, at least. Like,
yeah. There are no words to be said.
Yeah. Honestly. A major dot, 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 dot for you.
No, for real. Like, no kissy.
But boys who worship the entire ground I walk on, but also hate me.
It's because I need that balance. Like, and if we look at the next balance. Point. No, so if we look at the next points, like, which we'll get to, it makes sense because, like, I hate, like, coming on, like, too I hate boys when they come on, like, way too strong. I'm like, oh my God, relax, 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 relax. Okay. Like, you're doing way too much. Like, if you're, like, obsessed with me and, like, only obsessed with me, but, like, also, like, really, really nice to me, I'm just like, what gives? What? Because, like, I'm kind of mean. Like, as a joke.
It's her bit.
It's my bit. So it's just like, why are you so nice?
But know. Here's the thing. You're mean is like, you're ugly. Sorry, 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 sorry. That's basically the only word in her vocabulary is sorry. So she's not actually mean.
Also, no, I'm not mean, but it's just a bit.
But they're mean.
One of them, like, we worked out a deal. This was my last high school crush. RIP in pieces. I won't name drop, though. Like, I get shy. But,
You can name drop.
I'm not going to, though.
India Breck? Word.
Yeah. Oh. She was my last high school crush.
Assignment understood.
For real. But I liked him, and we, like, he was the kind of person where he was just mean, like, to people.
So you could fix him.
Yeah, and yeah. He had mommy issues.
Oh, dun dun dun!
But like, yummy.
His mommy issues like were like a recent development, like in senior year, or like I guess end of junior year, and like one of like the third or fourth conversations we had, or maybe not. That's actually such cap. But it was like as we became friends, I was like, I understand that you're like mean to people and like you don't mean it, but like I hate when you're mean to me. And he was like, okay, I'll start being nice to you. And I was like, you can be mean to everyone else, but just be nice to me. And he was like, okay. And then he was. So, like, I don't know what to say, y'all. Like, I really don't know. Like,
I don't know.
You know I got the sauce.
You know I'm saucy. Okay.
I think just, like, a single experience just means too much for you.
Oh.
Like, am I deep. Wrong, though? Like, this one thing can't define you.
It does. Amen. I believe that.
Wait. How did that go? How did that end?
COVID happened, and then, like, I just kind of never really saw him, like, that much anymore after that. And then, like, the next time I did see him in person, like, I didn't really feel for him like that anymore. Like, it just kind of fizzled out.
Okay. I still, like, such a massive red flag around that one.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be mean to you. And he's going to make you feel bad.
Are you talking about the high school crush?
No. The mean thing.
Oh.
Sorry, was that not clear? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
No, like, I think it's back to the whole thing, like, oh, you're mean to me. You like me. I think it's just... Like, some people are attracted to that. And not to bash Zoe, but, like, everyone's different.
The whole thing of this types thing, India, is that we're going on her.
I know.
No, here's my thing. People can be into whatever they want, but you can't be into it if it's gonna, like, make you feel bad. It's like, yeah, you like when people are mean to you, but then if they keep being mean to you, then it's not gonna be, like, it's not gonna be good for you.
Then you can't save them.
I want to be a psychiatrist, so I don't know. It all started with Holden Caulfield. I thought I could fix Holden Caulfield.
I
think that's where this all started.
Mr. Johnson.
No, I loved Mr. Johnson, but I didn't have him. I had who taught me that book? Miss Krebs?
Oh, cool.
I think.
No, yeah, because you, Matt, and I were talking about this, and I was like,
"Yeah,
I think The Rise is my favorite book," and then you were like, I psychoanalyzed Holden Caulfield.
I did, and I got an A on it.
And
that's when I knew, like, I was meant to fix people. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to become a psychiatrist. But then I think it accidentally, furthered by my mental illnesses, became, like, the kind of people I was attracted to. But it's not, like, every single person's like that. Like, one boy I liked was actually really, really nice to me. He thought I was mean to him, though. So he's like, I think you hate me. And I was like, I'm in love with you. Are you kidding me?
Why do I feel like that's just a reoccurring... Damn.
I know.
Zoe hates me. I love you.
I get that a lot. Like, people just be thinking I hate them. It's like, guys, chill. No, I don't.
It's the bit.
I don't know how people think that.
I know.
Sometimes I can't even tell.
You're just a small little girl.
What?
Like, about how you act around other boys. Like, without, before you tell me or something. Like, I feel like I don't really get the bit either.
Do I just need to cut the bit?
No.
This is a real head scratcher.
Okay, well, it's going to be like a couple weeks of us still talking to you about that.
Next on the list.
Right. Yeah.
Go to the last one.
I'm still in therapy.
Because we got things to discuss.
Boys who are good at flirting, but not in a way that's like, ew, gross, you're flirting, but in a way where it's like, hee, we are joking together, OMG. Wait, maybe we are flirting.
And I feel like that doesn't have to be, like, I feel like I don't have to explain myself that way.
No, I feel, yeah.
Because, like, sometimes I'll be, like, talking to boys, and it will just be, like, so obvious that we're flirting with each other, or, like, that he's flirting with me, and I'm just like, ew. Mm. I don't know. Like, maybe that's something I need to address within myself, because maybe it shouldn't be like that, but, like, I like it when I'm, like, I have to think on it. I'm like, oh, he was flirting, and then I'm like, oh, and I'm like, oh, my God, wait, I was flirting with him, too, and I'm like, oh, my God.
All the dots connect.
It's just so, like, natural. It feels, like, jokey, but I'm like, because I feel like sometimes when it's too much, I'm just like, and I'm like,
But the thing with that is I think that would just take, like, so much toll on me.
I'd just be liking a slow burn, I think. Enemies to lovers.
So, like, not just up front immediately.
Like, up front immediately, like, I'm okay with that, but, like, I don't know, like, it...
But it's just...
I like tension. I like tension.
Mm.
That just gets so confusing to me.
Me too. Yeah. I feel like I kind of just need... I don't even know, because I understand how you can kind of become, like, manipulated by that.
Yeah.
By the slow burn. Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just got violated. That's okay. Moving on. I need a sec to recover. No, but...
Well, with this whole thing...
What can I say?
Give him a shout out.
I just want to shout out Zoe's friends from home for liking me, because this is real. This is me. So, like, I'm really glad you guys
liked it. We literally played Camp Rock. Didn't we play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, we didn't play that song.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me sing on air.
That's part of my PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah.
.. Okay. Actually, let's go. For the mean thing.
That's not even the thing we're talking about right now.
Flirting thing.
I think that's normal.
Okay.
That
is fine. It hurts me, though. Anyhow, what do you have to say?
Let me see the list.
No, about the... Oh.
You know what? Maybe we should...
Buffering.
No, yeah. I like boys who are mysterious. Does that go along with the whole Jeff the Killer thing?
No. When I wrote that one... At least that one in particular. I was thinking about, like,
hello?
He don't be talking.
That's
at all.
Like half of our radio show. It's just like us not even talking.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
I actually like the Ginger ones.
Such a good song. So
actually, honestly.
You.
But, like, I honestly liked that. I like sometimes when, like, he doesn't talk, because I'm just like, are you real? Or are you, like, a hallucination that my brain created because I, like, wanted to look at somebody?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I think the whole Ginger thing, real quick to talk on it, Yik Yak, the other day.
Oh, my God, Yik Yak is...
Yik Yak is so good.
It is Yik Yak seeping
like,
into our lives.
Yik Yak is
not
like,
mine. If I'm staying strong. Yeah.
Are you still
You're
innocent?
Suffering. I am. Like, I don't want to be... Like, I can't. I just fear what it will mean for me.
You know what?
So what about gingers? My sister's a ginger, so be sensitive.
I know. No, there was a thing on Yik Yak, and it was like, if I took a shot for every ginger kid I saw on this camper, on this camp,
camper,
campus, on this campus, I'd be like way past heaven. It was like, there's so many ginger kids on this campus.
Really?
Yes.
Do not notice it.
No.
And then back to this, I was telling you guys about this. This ginger kid that,
yeah,
in my history class,
your synthesis demon.
No.
Yes.
The ginger kid in my history
class. Oh no. Oh yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Sorry. Never mind. I don't know.
Oh no.
I know what you're talking about though.
And he's mysterious.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk. But
ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make him talk.
I know exactly.
I'm so
waterboard him.
Yo, honestly?
That's one way to make someone talk.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, so
moving swiftly along.
Swiftly along. All right. Should we touch on?
Let's do
Shan's type. I don't even.
Wait, I need to play a song.
Okay.
To help save Zoe.
She's playing.
To save me?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back, guys.
Taking a trip.
We don't have a ton of time. Oh,
and we're back.
Oh, hey. How was your break, guys? We had a fun little
chat.
Yeah. maybe we should touch on our types real quick. We can go into...
Ours aren't very long. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We're kind of easy.
Mine, yeah. We're
easy. Zoe? We're not easy. Yo!
Yeah, what do you guys mean by that?
I'm not easy. I was told I was a red flag today on so many levels.
What?
Do you?
No.
Okay.
My type is just like a skinny little boy.
Yeah.
You make me laugh.
Skinny. Mm-hmm. Skinny little boy, you make you laugh.
Yeah.
Period?
Period. Like, anything else? Like, personality-wise?
Funny. That's basically it.
Like, if
they're
quiet. Quiet.
Or not. I don't know.
So the redhead.
Right.
So the gingers that she's talking about on Kitchen.
I want like a combo. I want like banter. We have.
I love banter.
You know?
Good banter, literally.
I just want.
Do you want to give for chat?
I want someone who will laugh at me because I'm funny as hell.
You want me?
Yeah.
Okay.
India, how many times? This is our like flirting that we're going back and forth. Like, are we flirting? Are we flirting? No. Yeah. I'm in love with India. What?
Me too. What?
Whoa.
It's the fits for me.
Anyways, you.
Me?
Yeah, it's kind of vibey in here. You.
Me. Bro, I don't know. I was kind of talking about it before. Like, it used to be athletes. And now I feel like it's Skater Boys. I actually have the song Skater Boy pulled up, but we don't need to play that right now. I like people who I can... I don't know, I feel like I have deep things to say sometimes. Not that... Like, you heard me talking before. My words come out in, like, very, very minimalistically, but...
Well, sometimes you're very wise. Very
you
sage.
Are.
Yeah. But like earlier,
soul.
She was like, you know, and then she was like, you know what I'm saying? And Zoe and I were like, no.
No, like sometimes you just, okay, a big thing for me is like, you'll kind of get to know me through the way that I communicate because I don't communicate very well. So it's like, I need someone who can understand those quirks very quickly and know what I'm trying to say, even though I can't say it.
Yeah.
Like they need
so
to know
nervous.
What I'm trying.
We're still growing as friends.
Yeah.
But the plant died, so
yeah, we're real.
But yeah, like I want to have the deep conversations with people and then also have the silly moments and have like a good balance, but I'm not like seeking the someone who is mean to me type of vibe. I tried to just go.
You. That was like the bit again, where you put someone who's not there.
Yeah.
It's so sad that you have to explain the bit.
What?
Huh? Cool.
Maybe I'm the bit. Because Jules, one of her friends thinks I'm a ghost. Which I get.
Oh, yeah, you walked away from the dinner table like 2 nights ago and she was like, you were like, oh, I'm gonna get more food. And Jules was like, does she eat food? Like, she is a ghost. We were all like, Matt was so confused.
He was like, really?
I was like,
yeah.
Let me just eat my food now.
Yum, yum. Your coconut yogurt.
Stop. You can't yuck my yum.
Consider your yum yucked.
No,
thank you.
I don't doubt it's good.
Why did you say thank you?
I bet it's good.
Because I know you're mean.
But
and
it's flirting.
I'm trying to save you.
From... Eternal
yourself?
Damnation.
I'm going to the hellfire.
Anyways, I don't doubt this. We're going to have this conversation every time. I don't doubt your coconut milk yogurt is bad. It's just, again, something I'm not surprised
about. What else?
There were a couple things.
Oh. Awesome.
Anyways, cool.
We can, since our types aren't very interesting and we have 10 minutes, let's talk about A Thousand Nights.
Let's talk about A Thousand Nights.
Okay, so.
Let's give everyone a little background.
So on Lafayette, Lafayette, we have this thing called A Thousand Nights where it's A Thousand Nights till graduation, so it's a thing for freshmen. We went down to the Art Center downtown. It was
like a little formal
brick outside.
Brick as
frick. It was brick as frick. Thank you.
Brick, brick, brick.
And
like in our dresses. Nothing.
Oh my god, we Zoe Gordon forced us to to get long dresses.
I got a short dress.
Because God forbid. Yeah, Zoe Meyer was the ladder.
All right, but didn't that help you feel a little bit warmer? Because imagine if all of your leg was exposed.
Didn't you trip down the stairs?
That wasn't because of my dress. I'm just not very good at walking in.
Zoe heels. Also ended the night completely drenched.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
With water, though.
My mom was like, weren't you sick? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, did that make you sicker? And I was like, probably.
Probably.
And then she gave it to me.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I still have not gotten sick.
I'll go one.
Literally, even during the beginning of the year when everyone was sick.
You had, like, a sore throat for, like, a day.
For, like, an hour.
I'm just that very, cool. Prone to sickness.
Aw.
Yeah. I don't know.
With my immunocompromised body,
it's Twinum, I think.
You're just beating me down.
I'm just like you. Like, it's literally Twinum.
Aw. You just want to be me.
Oh.
Not everyone can be me.
Oh.
Actually, put on some Brandy Melville sweatpants, Converse, and a University of Virginia top.
It'll be just like Zoe
and
Meyer.
You are Zoe Meyer in a nutshell.
TBH.
Or a Colby sweatshirt.
No need.
Or her other pair of gray sweatpants.
I don't think I have enough. These are white. These are cream, actually.
Cream.
Cream. Ooh.
Sorry. Our fault.
Does it make life easier when you wear cream sweatpants?
Mm-hmm.
You have the 7 feet... men what? On this campus? What?
Oh. Huh? What?
What? The gingers?
What?
What?
What? I'm sorry. My tongue literally slipped.
That bad.
My tongue slipped. Like, it was an accident.
Oh. Anyways, brushing so far past that.
Why don't you double tie your shoes?
Because I'm those not laces weird. Are... Do you guys double lace your shoes?
Do you mean double knot?
What did I say?
What are we talking about?
Double knot.
You said double tie, so I thought you meant, like, tie them, like, I don't know.
I know. I got what she was saying. I would catch
another it. Way that I don't communicate. You just have to get it.
Get
my bit.
It. Get the bit.
Finally, it's my bit.
This is your bit.
Yeah. No one understands me. That's my bit.
You're not like other girls.
Yes. Yo. Okay. Talking about being not like other girls. So for Halloween.
Oh.
I wanted to be something. I think we talked about this last time. Like, you put on, like, a dinosaur suit or something, and you have a cute costume under, so not everyone can see all your bits. And then for that one lucky person, or maybe not, whatever, or just self-satisfaction.
Oh,
self-sex.
I'm sexually attracted to myself as a dinosaur?
Yeah.
No, is that what you're saying?
You're a dinosaur, but you're like a little flirty maid underneath.
Yeah.
Rawr.
So XD. Then,
exactly.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I could still do that. I still have time to get my dinosaur outfit.
Do you?
You don't.
It's Thursday.
I do. You're not going out Friday.
Saturday.
Oh. You want to be a dinosaur with me?
Can we? Oh my god.
Zoe's going to kill us.
You know what?
We were going to be flappers. I don't think our stuff will come in time.
I don't think so either, but I really think we can make do as country girls. Like, the fairy ideas, because you can get, like, the thing off Amazon, and, like, y'all know about Prime, right?
Y'all know about Prime.
I primed my stuff, and it still isn't coming.
Our stuff?
Yeah. We just need to go to Party City, bro.
Get like a sexy bro.
Get a sexy nurse costume. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. I was thinking sexy nurse.
Let's be honest. It's gonna come to be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mom, aren't you excited? Night. Your daughter's gonna be a sexy nurse. This is why you sent me to college.
Well, what fairies? We're gonna be sexy fairies.
Sexy fairies.
Actually, I already have my fishnet stockings.
I do too. What if we just wore our fishnet stockings and nothing
fish?
Else?
What if we were that?
What if we were a fish?
You guys know that thing, like, from SpongeBob where Patrick has, like, the boots and the fishnets? What if you were that?
Bro.
We're gonna be fish for Halloween. What are you gonna be? Fish.
Yeah, for real.
Drop a comment.
Can I be Nemo?
Sure, I'll be
Dory? Aw.
You can be...
You can be the eggs that I lay birth to.
I think I'll just sit out, actually.
No, you can be the pelican.
No,
who saves
you can be that annoying little girl who who like tries to touch us.
Actually, you'd be that girl.
You want me to have headgear?
You have headgear. I saw it in your nightstand.
Don't talk about that. sorry to all
anyway,
the people who wear headgear.
That was a nice. How did we get off this?
Oh, bat mitzvah. It was basically a bat mitzvah, so everyone just kind of ate and did sus stuff in the corner.
One kid was literally just looking at the wall. Like...
Kate? Never mind, sorry.
No? Sorry. Oh, not him also. I don't know what his name...
Yeah, Tom Holland. He looks smack like Tom Holland.
But it's not like a bad thing. He literally was just like looking at the wall, like head on the wall, like... I was worried about him.
Aww.
Yeah, for real. I love him, though.
If you're listening to this, I hope you're okay.
Seriously, reach out to me. We're friends.
Are you?
Yes, he was in my AOL group.
Okay, yeah.
Remember? I'm the one that was like, that guy looks like Tom Holland. Yeah. And you were like, no, he doesn't. And then you were like, oh, my God.
I did not say no, he doesn't.
At first, you were like, and then, anyways.
And then we awkwardly saw him in the dining hall, and we were all like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know, and I was like,
staring at him.
Be cool, be cool.
We were not cool. We were not cool.
Anyways, yeah, it was bat mitzvah, but it was just cold.
Cold AF.
It was, just really cold.
Yeah, I was quaking in my boots. Honestly, I think I am now too. Is it contagious?
No.
Oh.
Not even slightly.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
You have nice teeth.
Really?
Mm.
No headgear for you.
Just the Invisalign.
True.
Get you a girl with some metal in her.
Piercing? What?
How?
Anyways. So, yeah. There was good.
Listen, wait, can I say something really funny? So, while we have, like, no time left. So, I was standing in my doorway, and this guy, like, comes up to my door. And he's in his towel. Obviously, he just came out of the shower. And, like, I didn't want to. He didn't have a shirt on. And I didn't want to, like, look at him. Like, make him feel uncomfortable. But for some reason, I thought that, like, I saw his nipple was pierced.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like, was really trying hard not to look. And then I looked, and it obviously wasn't pierced. But then he instantly was like...
Are you looking
She just checked me out. I was like, no! Eek! Eek! Pleek!
Maybe it made him feel good.
Maybe it was his, like...
Actually, that was very, like...
Ego boost for the day or something.
True.
Maybe.
But honestly, you could say that if a guy came and, like, stared at us... At our boobs, we wouldn't be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it might just be that I don't know that feeling because I don't have any, but, like...
It's not what... Wait. It's not what misogyny...
I just looked down at yours.
Because I was like, this whole room, like, is a safe space. Like, we're just like you.
Fair. This room is a safe space.
This is.
Cool.
What else were we gonna say?
Were we still talking about A Thousand Nights?
We have 1 minute.
Anyways, food was good, but it was just cold. So, I should Uber you for that Uber. Well, Venmo you for that Uber.
It's okay.
It was like a $15 Uber for a 3-minute walk, because we would have had to walk all the way down the steps.
I know.
But there's no way in heck I was going to do that.
Never, ever. Those
Never
stairs.
Ever. We don't walk.
To hell. We don't walk.
We don't walk. You guys, Uber everywhere.
You guys trying to make me go on a hike one of these days.
Bro, I went on a walk today.
I was literally telling Zoe, like, today would have been a perfect hike day.
I went... And I walked past Mojo and, like, that place, and it was so nice.
All right. I don't walk.
I do walk.
You just said...
I was mocking you.
Oh. My friends made me go on a hike once. Aww. And it was dastardly.
Okay.
They run halfway through it.
Well, that's them.
It was them.
It is 9 o'clock.
I should have left them there. Are you trying to get us off?
No, I... There are people waiting.
People waiting. Oh.
Are you guys doing a show right now?
Yeah. We're about to be done.
Oh, awesome. Okay, sorry, I just wanted
to... So I guess that means we have to end.
Cool. Okay, cool.
All right.
Skater boy.
Wait. We'll see you guys next Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Barry,
you're so welcome.
Yeah. Berries and cream, everyone.
Yeah. Text me if anyone wants to be on the show. You can call in.
Call in, yeah.
Give us some advice. Give us some ideas. All right, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Love y'all. See y'all later.